Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Standen.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Again, Pete Gray not joining us. He's on his way up to Alaska. We almost traded plane flights.
Right.
We were lucky enough to get back from our great Kingfisher charter trip earlier this week. Had a fantastic time, and man, what more can you say? Those guys just do such an amazing job at Kingfisher. It was fantastic. Great food, great service as always. The fishing was. It was just spectacular. A really, really fun time. And I got to go up with Dallas and share some great, great fishing and fun and food and memories. And it was just a fantastic one. And, man, had a great time. And Pete's on his way up to Whaler's Cove right now. So, yeah, just that fun time of year. Lots of great fishing going on. Lots of great fishing on going here at home, too. And, man, we're just having a great time and want to talk to you about it. It's been a lot of fun and been a very busy morning already with Eric here from Cal's Custom Built Reels. But if you want to join us, there's still plenty of opportunity to do it here in the second hour, Corey.
There really is, Rick. And 213, here's the telephone number, 213-432-1090. There's an open line right now. It's all yours. Or you can send us a text via the app. And that is a one-way message. Make sure you leave your name, your telephone number, your contact, because at the end of the show, Eric here is going to be flipping our coin and figuring out whether this gift certificate, which you brought in, is super cool. Good for one blueprinting job of a Talica, a Torque, or a Fathom. It's a $125 value going to one lucky caller or one lucky texter with a flip of a coin at the end of the show.
That's pretty sweet, man. Well, hey, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It's time for our FishDope.com report. Today is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase their famous spices, rubs, and their pokey kit. Stop by their location on Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure to make those reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128. Let's find out what's biting with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Corey, Eric. Great show this morning. And this is the first report of our summer season here. And,
yeah.
You know, on the first day of summer, Wednesday, I was sitting by the marina eating lunch, just loving the fact that the sun was actually shining. The air was warm and balmy, which has been rare, and the wind not blowing. Man, it was such a beautiful day.
It's about
nice
time
day to start the summer. But unfortunately, offshore, not quite so nice right now. Been a bit challenging. The weather's up. Probably going to stay that way for a little bit. It's kind of in a little breezy mode here. But no shortage of opportunity, guys. Lots of fish around. So we're going to start over at Catalina. You know, Catalina, it's kind of struggled there for a bit, but, man, it's getting in much better shape. Water's cleaner, warmer, a lot of it 65, 66, like that, quite a bit of bait around. Conditions are definitely straightened out, and quite a bit of yellowtail biting. You know, it's typical summertime fishing with the bass, bonita, barracuda scattered around just about everywhere. But for those yellows, you guys want to capitalize on the fact that they will get that light line, guys. You need a hot sardine. 15-pound fluorocarbon would be the best. 20's okay. A small hook, hot sardine, change that bait. And, it's been pretty good fishing. It's not the big ones over there. It's mostly small to mediums, but quite a bit of fish. It's been pretty good fishing. And sea bass have been biting a little bit also. There's been some big hits on the sea bass and some big fish also backside east. And definitely the nighttime is the right time for you guys fishing sea bass over there. Been kind of interesting the way they showed up here recently. At Clemente, kind of a good news, bad news situation over there, man. It's pretty good fishing for that yellowtail on the front side. Nice schools, mixed grade. There's, you know, a few smalls, some mediums, and some real tankers mixed in there, biting both bait and jigs, which makes for fun fishing. But the bummer is the weather's up, and that's kind of got everybody forced away from the back on the front. I would imagine that front side's probably a little bit crowded, and be respectful, guys. Be respectful, please. And then offshore, this is where it's really getting interesting. You know, that bluefin thing has obviously been going on for quite some time, and there's no shortage of those things. But the interesting part is we're getting some yellowfin showing up, and you know, there's been a few caught here earlier this season, one here, one there, but they're actually starting to see some schools. And some of those schools, it's mixed bluefin and yellowfin, so there's been some foamer fishing here the last day or two. But the best part is, especially, you know, for the private boat guys here, you can actually get a jig strike while trolling. The small halcos, that new small Nomad, and, of course, the old standby natural colored cedar plug, but I'll get you a jig strike where you're trolling around looking to get stopped there. It's really nice to see that fish in the area. It's kind of down below the 425 toward the hidden and then in a little bit from there. So it's tighter to the beach, which has been a little better weather than up the other way there. That stuff up above Clemente has just been brutal for the guys. That area there has been kind of the best zone for the bluefin. There's some scattered up and down the front side of Clemente. The better fishing is up above the west end, up toward the 499, kind of halfway between the two. Big area they're moving around up there. But that weather's just been brutal for the private boat fleet. You know, long range guys and the bigger boats there, they're doing okay. But I had some friends out the other night, and they typed up like, whoa. It was ugly, but the fish were biting. So that's all you can ask for. So collectively, we got an awful lot going on, start of our summer season. And time to go fishing, guys.
I like it, Mark. You know, it's such a great tip, too, because when you're going along at trolling speed, you just you see so much more. You know, if you're blasting around the ocean waiting to come across things, you just miss things when you're running at 20 knots and 30 knots and 40 knots and everything else. And, you know, when you're down to trolling speed, it's easier to glass. You see more things. You see a single turn off in the distance better. You see a single kelp better. Like, it just it does a lot of things for you. So a great tip, regardless of whether you're hoping to get a yellowfin jig strike or you're waiting to stumble across that big breezer of bluefins, Mark.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's just, you know, and what's weird is that, for whatever reason, and I don't know why, it just seems like there's been less troll strikes recently. And, I mean, you know, past several years, we just don't seem to hear those reels go off. So it's really nice when something, you know, bites a jig when you're at trolling speed there. It's just, that's just fun stuff. No, so, Eric, no. I got to tell you a quick story here, if we got a second.
Yeah, of course.
This goes back 30 years, I guess, now. It'd be the 93. It was my first trip on Royal Star with those guys. It was a three-day charter, a three-day. And in 93, we had some of that big bluefin around. So we were all fired up to go catch big bluefins, except the weather came up. The break the fish were hanging out on fell apart. And our first day, we caught 2 8-pound yellowfin tuna. That was it. So Tim Ekstrom, he said, we got two choices. We could stay out here and beat our heads against the wall, and the weather was poor, or we can go to Guadalupe. You're only going to get 6 or 7 hours of fishing, but, you know, it's been decent fishing. Well, my choice was obvious. I fired the sucker up, and let's get going here. So we did go to Guadalupe, and this was on a three-day, and I was one of two other people that had a two-speeded 12H. That, you know, they were just kind of getting out and about, and there was hardly any of them on the boat other than my two friends and myself, and had that loaded with 40-pound mono. And I got to tell you, it was a fantastic call to go there because those yellowfin were stacked up in nice weather, and they were biting. And they weren't the big ones like we see now. It was like 40 to 75. But that little two-speed of 12, man, we put the wood to those yellowfin. It was just awesome. So you guys been doing really cool stuff for a long time. That was like 30 years ago. And,
cool story.
That's rad, Mark.
First reel from you guys.
I dig it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mark, some great stuff going on. Great fishing. Appreciate a great report. If somebody wants to find you, put the best bait tank in the world in the back of their boat, how do we do it?
Well, we're in Huntington Beach. We're in the corner of Bolsa, Chica, and Edinger by the big Chevron station. And the phone number at the store is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And about a week and a half or 2 weeks from now, I'm going to put up some pictures of, like, probably the coolest bait tank production size we've ever made. It's going to be a double 150 with everything anymore. So, that's quite a
statement coming out of Pacific Edge. I'm fired up to see it.
Yeah, yeah. This one is going to be really special. Fun stuff. All right, you guys.
As always,
we'll catch something, and we'll talk to you next week.
We sure appreciate it, Mark. And again, if you want to save $20 off of a new membership to fishdope.com, you can do it by saving $20 off that new membership using the code HOOKUPNOW. It's all lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW saves you $20 off that new membership. Mark, appreciate it. Great report. As always, we will talk to you then. Now, let's head on all the way down to Cedros Island, talk to our great friend Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing. And I know Eric is listening very close to this report, Rosie, because I know he was talking to us in the break about his trip coming up. And, boy, man, your social media has just been crazy. Can't wait to hear what's going on at Cedros.
And you know what's so crazy? Well, first of all, good morning to three of my favorite guys. I just adore all of you. So good morning to you all. And, you know, that social media has been blowing up, and I still have pictures on my phone that I need to get on social media. It's absolutely crazy. I'm going to hit the highlight. Last week, Tripp came back yesterday. We had two guys both get trifecta. So a trifecta to us down at Cedros is a yellowtail, a white sea bass, and a halibut on the same day, all over 30 pounds. So
everything was over 30?
Everything was over 30. So
you sign up, right?
Right?
All in one day? Are you kidding me?
All in one day. Halibut on dropper loop, white sea bass was on live bait, and yellowtail was on surface iron.
Oh, well, God.
Isn't that just crazy? So that was pretty darn cool. We thought that was awesome. We have a couple, I don't want to say kids down there because one's in his 20s, but he's still a kid to me, okay? Had a couple of kids down there. Jaden came from Missouri and never been on the ocean before. Never on the ocean before.
Okay, first time.
So he's first time. So he's used to catching, you know, little fish, trout, whatever, and his first fish he catches, bigger yellowtail than I've ever caught in my life, he catches a 37-pounder, and they were just so excited. They made him eat the heart, so he got that on video. I think I posted that yesterday, and then we had a 10-year-old cage caught a 40-pounder. He ate the heart, and then the wind started picking up, and I just heard him talk about the, you know, it's getting windy up here. It's getting windy down there because it's going south. And everyone, you know, we are so blessed that the way that our island sits in the ocean.
Yeah.
You know, that south lee of the island, it blocks the wind. So we're still able to fish that south lee of the island. And, you know, but the swell picked up a little bit. But what they're finding to be successful is they're actually using yo-yo irons, kind of like surface iron, letting them go down a little bit and then winding them on in, and they're still catching their yellowtail. So definitely can't complain. Everything is still going off. And, yeah, keep an eye on that social media because I will definitely be posting more. Eric, I think, is your trip all sold out or you might have a spot open?
I think we have one spot on our trip, yes, yeah.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that, Rosie. Yeah, one gentleman just had to back out due to a work thing. And like you said, in prime time, it's not easy to get to Cedros Sport Fishing because you guys are so popular for a reason, but there are spots sprinkled in, just like on Eric's trip, just like, you know, with the advent of Lodge Number 2, you guys do still have some availability to go.
Yeah, and we're just finding out, you know, life happens, things happen. I know, like I said, Eric's got a spot. Well, guess what? I have two spots that just opened on mine. And you remember Eric Kanji from the Royal Star, Eric? Or
Greg, probably?
Greg Kanji.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, he had to back out. You know, some stuff came up with his boat, and he needs to get that all fixed and done and stuff. But, there's a couple spots open on my trip, which is mid-August. Eric's got one beginning of August. So if you guys want to get out there and go fishing with us, we'd like to have a good time.
Yeah,
check out our website, cedrosportfishing.com. You'll see the spots that are open, or give me a call at 619-772-7570.
The best lodge, the best captains, the best boats, the best of it all. Rosie, we sure appreciate you. Great report, as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next Saturday.
All right, you guys. Have a great day.
Appreciate it very much. Thanks a lot for that.
Uh-huh. Yes. Bye.
God, my head's still spinning from the trifecta,
yeah,
right?
So rad,
I know.
Man, totally.
But all the way from Cedros, my favorite place on the planet, the coolest island, all the way to Seaport Sportfish, and one of my favorite landings. Good morning, Marcos.
Yo, what's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Fantastic, good. Man. I saw a few yellowfin in the count.
There was a few yellowfin in the count. You know, unfortunately, I don't think anyone Seaport has got the trifecta this week unless, you know, maybe a 3-pound calico bass, 3-pound rockfish, and a 3-pound whitefish. Maybe that counts.
I don't know, man. I saw some new Seaport fishing this last week. It might have come pretty close, sea bass and yellows and everything else, man. They probably weren't too far from it.
Yeah, maybe not 30 pounds or anything, but we'll go 3 pounds, you know, a little mini, yeah. The junior trifecta there. Yeah, there we go. But, yeah, the half-day fishing, a little inconsistent early in the week, definitely picked back up. Like you said, catching calico bass, sand bass, rockfish, whitefish, sheephead, one white sea bass in the mix there on Wednesday in the afternoon. They're seeing fish out there. It's a little tougher there, but, I mean, that's still some pretty good fishing. I think once the weather blows through, they'll be right back on it. Nice variety there. The full day, similar. A little different fishing earlier in the week there. They were going around looking, and not a lot of that tuna earlier in the week, except they did have a lot of bonito. And some nice bonito in there, too. Like, early in the week, 115 on last Sunday, 52 on Monday. So definitely 109 on Wednesday from the San Diego there, and the Sea Watch out there also catching. So definitely a little bit different there, and that all paid off Thursday. The San Diego one offshore there had 5 bluefin, 8 yellowfin, and 13 bonito.
Great.
So definitely, yeah, and then he had a charter yesterday, went down to the islands. They had some yellowtail, barracuda, bass, what you expect there. Sea Watch was back offshore yesterday. They had 8 bluefin, so definitely starting to see that fish, the bluefin and yellowfin, pop back up in those full-day counts. So pretty good fishing there. Standing on the Sea Watch are both back out there today, so hopefully they give us some more of that. The overnights and longer, still picking away at that bluefin. I think the Pacifica yesterday had one yellowfin in the mix also, so that's definitely starting to make its appearance, and we're creeping up on July, so that's not much of a surprise we're going to see those guys. The Polaris Supreme returned this morning from a 3-day with 110 bluefin, so the fish are definitely out there. The outer limits checked in early this morning. They had limits of bluefin for their day and a half, and most of those fish are in the 50 to 80-pound range on all those trips there for the bluefin, and the outer limits had 2 at 100 pounds. I believe the Pacifica had a couple over 100 pounds there, so nice mix of fish on all those trips from the half day to the full day, seeing those bluefin, yellowfin, bonito, a little bit of yellowtail, lots of options, which is kind of what we expect here in the middle of June, getting into summer there. So definitely check the website, seafortlanding.com. You have lots of options, and they're all up there. You can see our half-day schedule. Got the morning, afternoon, and don't forget those twilight trips. Again, fun fishing on those twilights, picking away at that calico bass and bottom fish. We have the full-day trips on the San Diego and the Sea Watch, and we got the trip schedule through the summer, so definitely check that out. And it's in that point where fishing keeps going this way. It's going to turn into a hard-to-get reservation situation again, so definitely make reservations ahead of time. The full days there, the 1 day, day and a half, 2 days, even some 3 days, all up there. Again, C4Landing.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, get your gear checked out, pick up some MC swim baits, which is what all of those bluefin and yellowfin are being caught on, every single one of them.
Every single
I
one.
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, if you want a trifecta, there you go. That's how you do it, you know.
Secret.
There it is.
Yeah.
Good stuff, Marcos.
Marcos, yeah. A great report, as always. Glad to hear it. One more time, give us that number if we want to make a reservation.
Check the website, seafortlanding.com. Our full schedule is up there. You can make reservations right online. If you'd rather talk to someone or have some questions, 619-224-3383. We'll be able to help you out, get you on your trip, and get you out there fishing.
I always want to talk to somebody, man. I dig it, Marcos. You do such a great job compiling the report for us week after week. We really appreciate you, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
Oh, man, such a great report. And as we heard, it's time for tuna in SoCal. And if you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you're missing bites. The Nautilus Circle hooks come in sizes as small as a number 4 and as large as a 6-aught. And for big fish, a Nautilus HD is tough enough but not oversized. Both come in a ring or non-ringed. See your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com.
That's a great call. Phone lines are packed up. Let's jump into them. Talk to Jack. He's calling us from San Marcos this morning. What's up, Jack?
What's happening, Jack?
Good morning. Did I take it Pete's up in Alaska?
Yeah. We're starting our Whalers Cove trip. He had a flight early this morning. He should be in the air right now. I think 8 o'clock they were getting up, wheels off the ground. So, yeah, he's on his way to Whalers Cove and Angoon, Alaska, to get in on some of that great fishing.
Somebody's got to do it.
That's right.
Somebody's going to have a good time. Well, listen, you were talking earlier with one of your guests about the lever two-speed. Well, I'm going on a day-and-a-half trip. And I bought a new Acura reel, two-speed lever drag. It's the Boss Fury 600. Will it be suitable for the average size bluefin?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you have to check and see what kind of drag pressure it puts out, but I think so.
A Fury 600 is a great sized reel. It most commonly would fish somewhere between 40 and 60 pound line. The problem nowadays, Jack, is determining what the average size bluefin is. And boy, it sure has range, and it's varied quite a bit lately. There's been lots of stops of school size fish that are 20 to 40 pounds. I would say the most common offshore fish we had this year was like 50 to 90 pounds, of which your Fury 600 should be great for. Most likely that reel would be ideal for fishing like a sinker rig sardine. Perfect size, good two-speed, you should be fine with it. But then you get on a trip that, like Eric just came back from on the Liberty, and I mean, I think darn near every fish you guys had was over 100 pounds.
I think so, yeah.
You know, and for that, you might be a little on the undergun side. So I think it's a great reel that you have overall, but I definitely would also add to your arsenal something a little on the heavier side that would fish 80 or 100-pound line that you can either rent from the landing or you can make that investment and buy a bigger gear. But, yeah, a great size reel that you have there, and right now probably ideal for, you know, a daytime little smaller jig, or probably best suited for your sinker rig set up for fishing live bait. But I appreciate the call very much, Jack, and I wish you the best of luck on the next trip. We had some good texts coming through, Corey. I know that we I had one that I really liked from Gary White from Lawndale. Gary was on our Kingfisher charter trip too.
Oh,
we had a fantastic time together.
Oh, cool.
Always manages the big. We nickname him Gary Big Fish White, and man, the guy is uncanny.
That guy's everywhere.
Had a 120 pound halibut, a big ling, over 40 pounds.
Man.
He's just a great time, and Gary had a really really fun time fishing with his son Mark. Joined us as he has for years in the past. Yeah, we had an awesome time. It was really
pretty
fun fishing
cool
with you. Gary's question is for Eric. Says lubrication is very important to moving parts. What type of lubricants do the reels need to keep them running? And my question is whether they were synthetic or petroleum based.
Great question. Good question. Yeah. You know what? I'm not sure. I'm not sure whether they're synthetic or petroleum based. I don't know. I know. I just kind of stay in my own lane, and I don't know a lot of that stuff. I know we have our grease guy that makes our grease for us, and we've taken like six or seven different greases that are on the market and had them all analyzed and said, okay, I like this quality out of this one out of this, you know, out of each one. And it's worked out so well that we have our grease, and I think there's something like 13 to 15 different manufacturers around the world are using it. Where like Okuma,
they come to you for it.
They do. Okuma uses that in every reel they produce. Accurate uses that in every reel they produce.
How crazy is that?
Yeah, and it works on the gears. It works around bearings. I don't know that I would necessarily pack bearings with it because you're just not going to spin very good, but. We also use it on the gears and in the drag system too. So that's originally what it was developed for.
Is this something that we could purchase? I mean,
you
is this
can?
Yeah,
you can.
Yeah.
I have a website, cals2speed.com, and it has a link.
There it is.
To all the different manufacturers or individual tackle shops that have it, and I've just been updating that list as we go because it's all over the world.
Do you guys carry it in the shop? Right?
We use it on all of our reels. We carry it in the shop. You know, we have big tubs that we use for our shop reels, and then we sell these killer little that we get from Eric. These little 1 ounce, I think they're 1 ounce, but little pop top things are perfect.
Wow,
the lid doesn't go away. There's no spill. It was one of the reasons I like Gary's text question, because Cal's makes the best grease. I mean, they really do. Like, it's manufactured just for that. It's what we use and recommend, and it's awesome.
And then, so what about oil? I mean, this has come from me, my question. So what about, like, here's my scenario. Like, I go surf fishing,
right?
And I'm using a 200 or 300 size reel, and I rinse them off, and I open them up, let them air out, let everything dry out.
Right.
And then I put a few drops of oil. What should
just
I be
like,
using?
Just like me. That's what I do, the same thing. Just a couple little drops of a real light oil. The only thing I would ever say on that part of it is less is better. Usually guys are like, oh, hey, if three drops is really good, let me put a bunch in there, and then it just becomes too thick around there, you know, just too much oil.
It inhibits the use.
Right, exactly.
When do you use oil versus grease? What's the scenario, and what are you trying to do with one versus the other?
Usually just the oil is what I'm using is in the bearings. Again, okay. a drop or two of oil, spin them up, whether just by hand or you know, whatever, that we can spin them up and make them spin a little better. Then, as far as grease, that's just for everything else around inside the reel.
The gearing.
And all that other stuff.
Grease is protecting your moving parts from corrosion
correct,
and that kind of stuff?
Correct, okay. Yeah. And, you know, with salt water and all that other stuff being the enemy. I mean, it's just, you know, it will corrode eventually.
Mm-hmm. Everything will. It's the most destructive, corrosive environment in the whole world. Salt water will get through everything.
Several of these boats down here, we're working on their reels, and it's like, first of all.
That sounds like a nightmare to me.
The reel never gets put away. Yeah. So you figure when they're done, what do? They just put the reel upstairs, and then you're still out in the elements. Yeah.
It never dries out.
Right. Yeah. Well, eventually it does. It totally dries out. Meaning your handle won't turn anymore or anything else like that. And that's always a challenge too, working on those kind of reels.
I know that our reel mechanic, it's the thing that hates isn't the right word, but the thing that he is the most perturbed about is getting reels apart that are like boat reels and things like that. When you look at them and like inside all the screw holes is just like a white powder, it's always just like the man. He always says like, it only takes me, you know, X amount of minutes to go through and clean and service the reel, but I spend double that amount of time trying to get the thing apart.
Oh, yeah. And that's where we started noticing when Frank Lopresti gave me reels years and years ago, let's just say like 25 years ago when we had the reels, and we were working on them each year. And we noticed that, once we put a lot of grease on them, it was a little bit easier, but they were still tough. Well, when we then came out with our grease, like the reel was like the handle wouldn't turn, all this other stuff, but the screws are coming out. Everything is just, you know, once it's been lubed, and it is a pain when you're working with this grease, is like it sticks on your hands a little bit. You're always washing your hands.
But that's a good thing because it's sticking to the reel.
But it ends up doing its job that much better. Those are one of those qualities I was talking about that it adds to it. So
that's awesome.
Man.
Yeah, well, a great one. Another really good text came through from Mike in San Juan Capistrano. Morning, gang. So stoked to listen to Eric talk about the technical side on the show. I have a technical question for Eric. If I was to add a high-speed Wahoo gear to my Pen 40 Narrow 2-speed, will it impact the shifting performance in the reel? I'm just curious if there's a trade-off in making upgrades. That's from Mike in San Juan Capistrano.
So, good question. So, and you said that was in which reel I'm getting?
A 40. Pen 40. Could be a Torque, could be a Fathom.
Gotcha. Sure. Okay. So, here's something that's pretty cool. In the Fathom 40s, the old school 60s, and then the new 40 and the new 60 narrow, we can change out gear ratios on the bottom end. Let me just start with the bottom end. You can be 1.6, 1.9, or 2.5. In any one of those reels, those can be changed out.
Wow.
In the top end, it could be 4:1, 5:1, 6:1, and then our Super Wahoo reel at 7:1.
Wow. Get out of here.
We have had literally every combination of people come in and go, well, wait a minute, I only want a high gear. Or guess what? I want low on both of them because I'm using it for this situation. And it's crazy that all of those gears we get from Penn, except for the 7:1, which we make ourselves on that one.
Okay.
Crazy. So what's the line pickup difference between the 4:1 and the 7:1?
Yeah, each reel varies, but if you let's say the Fathom, I know you said the Fathom 4 or the 40 size, but I don't remember all those numbers off the top of my head, but let's just go to the 60.
Yeah.
So if we took the 60 narrow, the big one, at 4 to 1, it's virtually like 10 to 1. So 4 to 1 is 40 inches of line, then 5 to 1 is 50 inches of line, and 6 to 1 is 60 inches, and then all the way up to 70. So that happens to be for that. So you literally could have
40
your
inches.
Same reel, that, you know, you guys both each have one.
Yeah.
Yours gets 40 inches of line per turn of the handle, and yours gets 70 inches of line.
Crazy.
It's just, it's incredibly different as far as how they vary. And we've done that on the really small Fathoms. Like I've tried my last trip out, I tried something. We got some reports from customers, and they were using smaller reels, and they packed it full of Power Pro. I mean, not Power Pro, the Max Quattro.
Yeah.
Max
Power
Quattro.
Pro, Max Quattro.
Yeah, yeah. Of the 80.
So,
and
like a 65 pound diameter.
So, so they were using Torque 30s, Fathom 30s, or like your Italica that's that small, which would be what, the 12
or 16? 12 or 16, yeah.
In that range. So I said, you know what, here, I got to have that experience. I'm going to try one. So we sell reels, too, so I grabbed one right off the shelf, and I did that, and I took that out on the trip that we had and on the Liberty, and it was really funny. It, like, when I go on the trips, normally I don't tell the captain or anybody else like that what I do or anything else like that. He came down, and he started yelling at me, "Put that thing away!" and it wasn't Taro. It was one of the other guys that was filling in. But he came down, put that thing away, and I said, "Well, it's a little bit different. I get plenty of drag out of it." But back to the other point is, I had 600 yards of the 80 pound Max Quattro.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so our customer was telling us that between using that and getting to where other people are using the 100 pound and 130. There was so much more scope in their line. It was going way out, where this guy's was cutting right through it, and it made it that much quicker and that much easier. So when the boat captain said, "Fish is underneath the boat," you were down to it. You were quicker, A, and B, you were where you wanted to be.
Staying vertical, not getting scoped out.
And vertical for a longer period. If you've got a little bit of wind, you know,
right.
I mean, 10 or 12 miles
totally. Great
an hour of wind on the water, and you want to stay down,
right.
If it adds up to an extra minute, dude,
and I'm excited to try it again, so I'm going to go out here in about 10 days right now. I'm taking my niece that just graduated from Steel Canyon High School.
All right.
And she's going off to college to Santa Cruz.
Congratulations.
And she's never been fishing.
Wow.
Cool.
So we're going on a three-day, and we're going with the bluefin hunter. We're going with Aliar.
Right? All right.
So, I mean, almost guaranteed, right? Is that what?
it's one step above almost guaranteed.
Right, yeah. Right.
That guy's the man, no doubt.
The assassin.
There you go. I like it.
The sharp shooting assassin.
Yeah, no doubt.
Good times. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. More from Eric and all this great conversation with Eric from Cal's Custom Built Reels when we return on the Let's Talk Hook Up After Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, we're so lucky here in San Diego. We have fantastic weather and great fishing. We also have three great shops to take care of anglers. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We call it the one-stop shopper, a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by Johnny, is certainly one of the best. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna. Plus, we have Doug, one of the finest reel repair guys around. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. Jeet and the guys have the best rod and reels, the hottest lures, and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, growing their stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
On your next fishing trip, you want to maximize your catching power by using the best jigs available. That's why you need Sea Falcon. These handmade Japan brand certified lures will take your fishing and catching to the next level. All Sea Falcon jigs and plugs are hand painted in Japan, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures. From knife jigs, short jigs, poppers, and plugs, Sea Falcon lures get it done. Check SeaFalconUSA.com.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limit, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We're having so much fun, Rick, and just all this technical and all this gearing and oil and grease and just learning everything we need to know, man. It's having the guru, Eric Sheets, in the house from Cal's Custom Built Reels.
Making the reels that we already have better, working better, better for you, better for the way you fish.
I know it.
So tricked out.
Different gearing, cool. A lower low and a higher high. And
right, right.
I dig it.
And great things, too, you know, like if you're, like you say, if you're wanting a little easier on yourself, you're not as spry as you were, if you could make a modification to make it easier for your, for your wife's reel, who's not a big buff dude, like you can lower the low gear and you can make her reel work better for her, make her enjoy it more, make it easier on her end. Like those are the types of things that you guys can do.
For sure. I mean, all those different modifications is kind of not how we originally started, but right after that, we just started making all those modifications for
totally.
People. Yeah.
I dig it, man. It's fun. Well, the phones have been packed up. If you want to get your shot to get through here, still plenty of time to get you. 213-432-1090. As Corey said, giving away a great prize today, a gift certificate, good for a blueprinting of a Fathom, a Talica, a Torque reel, up to $125 value, a great opportunity. Phones are pretty packed up. We do have time to get you through. Again, 213-432-1090. Let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
Let's talk to Cheer. Cheer calling from Cardiff. Good morning, Cheer.
What up, Cheer?
Hey, hi, Rick. Hi, Corey. And hi, Eric. Today, I'm just calling in this sort of testimonial. You know, Eric, you and I were on that three-day star trip, which was slow, to say the least. But I did get a 90-pound bluefin, and it was at night, and I hooked it on the – I was using a 25 – TAC 25, which was tricked out, had a lower low gear on it. And while that 90-pound fish was not huge, it was mean. And when I got it up kind of to color, I kept looking over to Brian Sims going, hey, can I put it in low? Should I put it in low? And he finally said, yeah, put it in low, because I couldn't move it. I had about 26 pounds of drag I was working with. I put it in low, and it just came right up. And I have that new 1.6 low gear in it. Eric, it was amazing. And I just can't – I'm just trying to say to everybody, you guys are so legit. And it's true. You take one reel out there, you're screwed because you're going to want all of them.
It's so true. It's so true,
Cheer. You're so screwed when that happens.
Oh.
Yeah.
Coming from a mild-mannered individual, Cheer, right?
Well, truth, man.
And on a different level, too, is I always tell guys to fish your reel first so you can feel the difference.
Yeah.
Which is a great way, right? Because if you get it out of the box and you send it to Eric Sheets and you have it all done with Cal's Custom Built Reels and you get it back, you'll never know, like, the difference. Right.
I don't know, man. Cheer, I'm with you. I treated myself to a – I wanted another 20 in my arsenal just so that I could have one set up exactly the way that I want it for night jigging, which is slightly different than my bait reels. I wanted a different Spectra, things like that. And I bought a new one, Cheer, and I didn't even pull the sticker off it and send it up to Eric and Cal. Like, it's up there right now getting worked on, and it's never even seen the light of day yet. I haven't put line on it yet.
Yeah, we're babysitting right
now. I'm just waiting my turn. Cheer, a great phone call. Well, appreciate it very much. Glad you had such great success with the reel, and appreciate the call very much. You got another good text, Greg?
I do, and it's just kind of a comment, and maybe Eric already knows this, but he says, and this comes from Paul in Fountain Valley. He says, guys, great show. I imagine Eric knows that Cal's Reel Grease is excellent for lubing firearms.
Oh, yes. Oh, right. Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. We've heard it in boat applications and firearms and all kinds of different little things.
He says it's all he uses.
That's perfect.
Right.
I had another fun text from Alexander, from Steve in Tahoe, a good long-range fishing buddy. He says, good morning, guys. Does Cal do any modifying for the giant bluefin fishery back on the East Coast? And if so, what are those things?
We do. We've done a bunch of we do them every year for guys that are, oh, let's say, like in that area off of Hatteras and all that other stuff where they're fishing back there. And even the ones up in Nova Scotia and Prince Edward Island, we've done a bunch of the reels for the guys back there and do that. There's some guys that are just, you know, old salts back there fishing, and they're still fishing 16 aughts that are single speeds and not doing that, or 130s that are single speeds, or some of the newer, younger guys back there are having us do a bunch of reels for them and stuff. And, we, you know, every year, you know, we always talk about it, but my dad and I go back to Prince Edward Island, and we go fish for giants, and it's so much fun. It is crazy. The amount of fun that we have. They always have to remind us, like, guys, you need to put a hook in the water. Like, it's like we're at SeaWorld, you know, feeding the fish there.
And that's what they do. They kind of they get the fish coming up to the corner,
oh, yeah,
and literally you're hand feeding them.
Oh, it's nuts.
Until
yeah.
you see the one you want.
Yeah, I mean, we're always running the video, doing videos and everything else like that. And what I really would love to do is this next year is to take back a little drone. Take it with us, and then be able to see the fish as they're coming up, and I think it would just add a different element to it.
Underwater drone or
just
in the sky?
Just in the sky,
yeah,
just
okay,
right
okay.
up above where we're fishing.
Why
and stuff
both?
Like that, right?
Yeah, right?
That's cool.
That's a cool deal.
I dig it.
Yeah.
Hey, another great text from Brian and Wildemar. Hey, guys, Eric, have you worked on the new Penn Fathom 60? What can you do to that reel? What do you think of it? What are your thoughts? That's from Brian and Wildemar.
So I think they're a very good reel. I think they need a little bit of help if you're going to try to really push it like we do out here on the West Coast. You know, out here we're pushing everything to the next level. And so we've blueprinted those where we've talked about machining the plates and the cam and everything else that in the reel. I've been able to get 25 pounds of drag at strike out of every one of those new Fathom 60 narrows.
Out of the box.
When we're done.
Okay,
when it's done.
Definitely not out of the box.
Okay.
When we're done, I've been able to get 25 at strike and great free spool.
So,
and great free spool.
So from a layman, honestly, from a layman, self-admitted, so out of the box, what's the...
They do vary.
Here's. Let me throw this out real fast.
Yeah, I'm ready.
And it's a fantastic sized reel that they built for our fishery. Perfect size, still fits in your hand, good, narrow, has great big fish potential, but it needs to be seen by Eric before it's ready for it.
Before it has the maximum potential.
That's just my opinion. That's nothing official, nothing anything, but like that particular reel needs to be seen by Eric, and I'll let him go
It'll be shining after it comes from.
Yeah,
and, you know, we get more drag out of it. I think it falls a little short, whether that's... you know, just being mass produced, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I mean, we've seen some that get the drag out of them, but there's been a decent portion of them that, again, we're trying to get so much more out of them that
I mean, we're trying to catch 150, 200 pound fish with reels that you were 20 years ago fishing 20 pound yellowtail with, right?
That,
I mean, that's kind of the.
That particular model has great big drag potential. It has a big drag washer. There's lots of surface area. It's very capable of making higher end drag pressure. The problem is, out of the box, to get there, like you were kind of talking before, you got to crank that preset down a ways, and then in doing so, we lose our free spool. And in this knife jigging world where it's so important for your lure to fall freely and quickly to get to the upper end of drag pressure where we like to be fishing heavy line down here, 80 and 100-pound line, it is not uncommon for that particular one to lose free spool before we get to that amount of pressure. Now, Eric can completely fix that problem and then some. And so then it becomes a great size reel that's not too terribly expensive that does all those things. But until, some things get fixed, which they're already diligently working on, it's probably not. It just needs a little love before it's perfect.
Sure. There
it
is. Yeah, sure. Yeah, and it's been good because I get over. Let me see, about close to 600 yards of big line on it that we're able to, of braid, that we're able to get down to the fish. So when they're calling out, hey, guys, these fish are 250 to 400 feet or whatever they are, I don't feel like if it bites it, I'm so low that you're in trouble, that you still have the capacity of that. And, for the older guys out there, it's like the old school 349H. That's how it's configured. That size of reel where it's narrow and it's a little bit taller.
It's a nice tall reel, but it still fits in your hands good. Right. It doesn't want to walk back and forth on you. And like you said, it's great because you can be down 300 or 400 feet of line off of the reel and still have a spool that's like at three-quarter capacity.
Oh,
so,
for sure.
So when you are turning the handle, you're getting a lot of line back on the reel. You're not trying to turn it with this little quarter-size spool diameter. It's a reel that has fantastic potential, but you gotta get a little cow's love.
A little bit of love.
Yeah, that's it, man. With that said, let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
How about Chuck? Chuck calling from Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck. Appreciate you joining us.
Hey, guys, start taking notes of all this stuff, man. There's so much knowledge.
No, there's a lot going on here, Chuck.
God, that line drag, what a real deal that is once you start seeing the difference from the bigger diameter to that extra thin braid. It's really a game changer, like you were saying. Now, if I'm going to send a reel in, and I want it just for my solace and my jigs, my yellowtail stick, what's the ultimate ratio, because we're using narrows now, so that affects the gear ratio also, don't it? So what would you tell somebody?
Yeah, I mean, you really need to look at
5'1",
you need to look at inches per turn of the handle. That's really, rather than, for example, you can get a tiny reel that got 9-1 and a big reel that gets 2-1, and the big reel is going to get more line on you per that. So you really need to look at inches per turn of the handle. And you're wanting something, and you said this is for a yellowtail type of setup,
yeah.
For jigging and stuff like that. I would think you're going to want something that's 5 or above is what I'm, just off the top of my head. Rick knows a lot more with coming from the tackle side of everything. He knows all the different ones. But I think that's where you would probably want to be with that.
It's funny because all of those jigs that we use were all designed around a Penn 500, which was a 4-1 gear ratio. I mean, that's what, every one of these lures that we like fishing today, Teddy 45s and Sal 7Xs and the like, they were all designed around 4-1 reels. And, when Trinidad and that style of reel came out with the, very, very strong machine frames and no flex and, torquier gears and big handles and things like that, we've gotten, used to fishing a 6-1 gear ratio out of a reel like that because you get speed and still have power. And, if you made a Penn 500 6-1 and tried to turn the handle, there's all the flex in the frame and you couldn't turn the handle on that reel. So it now, you've like self-adjusted where it feels foreign to have a reel that's 4-1 now. Like you're not going fast enough on one. But yeah, I'm with Eric. That 5 to 6-1 I think is the ideal speed for a surface iron type reel. And like you said, so much of that comes down to the diameter of the spool too.
Right.
you've gotta have some diameter. You don't want it spinning so fast that you can't get line off. Corey, why don't we try to sneak in another one?
Let's do it. Real quick here, we got Mike. Mike from Yorba Linda. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, sirs. Great show.
What's up,
I really
Mike?
Appreciate it. Hey, Eric, I've got two Talica 20s, and I was wondering, what would you recommend? Would you recommend changing out the handle, or should I go straight to the gears?
So let me, it's both, and I'll try to do this quickly. So are you having a hard time turning the handle? Have you got on any bigger fish yet?
I have not got on anything over 100.
Okay. So my point was going to end up being is if you're not having any problem with it, I think you're fine with the same gear ratio, because I have some friends and that's what they do. They were like, hey, I want the stock gear ratio in it, but I want a longer handle. Meanwhile, some people are like, you know what, I'm going to take every advantage I can get. I want to get a longer hand, longer arm on it, and then do the gears also too at the same time. So it just, kind of depends on the angle that you wanted to go out. Obviously, the handle's the super quick fix that you don't even need to, you know, sit in line to get your reel done and stuff like that, where you can easily just get the handle done right away.
I have a TAC 20 up with Cal and Eric right now, and it's going to end up getting a little bit longer handle. I want to keep the same style of knob that's on the reel, and blueprinted for, I like fishing a lot of drag pressure, and I don't get right to my high amount of drag pressure right away, but I like to fish a little more drag pressure at strike than maybe some people do. So I like kind of start my fight about halfway up the drag lever, and then once I get to strike, that's almost where I want to finish the fight, but also know that you've got a little more in reserve up at full if necessary.
Yeah. I mean, my Talica 20 that I fish, I have 26 at strike and 38 at full, but do I ever get up to full? Occasionally, not that often, but it's nice to have. And
exactly.
At the same time, it still has great free spool.
That's the kicker. Like I said, yeah, very rare that I'll ever get up to that much drag pressure. But on a big fish, when a big fish with maybe a little extra swell and wind, and like you just can't finish them off. They're making those big circles, and it's just slipping a little bit. You know, that fish isn't going to make another run. It's not going anywhere. It's over. Like, you're at the end game, but you're losing a little bit. You know, every time he does the inside circle, you gain some, and the outside, you lose some. Having that little bit extra up at full is just going to stop that little bit of slip from happening.
So I got one thing here near the end of the show that's a pro tip. All right, so here we go. So you guys are fishing flat falls and knife jigs and everything else like that. And you guys are always asking me for 25 pounds of drag at strike. When I fish those jigs and I put it into gear, I'm not putting it at 25. I'm putting it about a 10, 12 pounds of drag, because when you don't push it as heavy, when you don't slide the lever up, it's not as much pressure on the handle. So it mm-hmm. makes it easier for you to turn the handle. So I'm setting mine, let's say, a third of the way up, half of the way up, whatever, a comfortable amount of drag. I want to have a little bit of drag so when that fish takes it. Now, once he's bit, boom, I'm able to slide that lever up to the 25.
Which takes 1.1 seconds, right?
Right, yeah. Exactly. But I don't have it loaded so heavy that transfers over into feeling turning tougher on the handle.
So you keep your strike, am I saying that right? You keep your strike drag.
Strike is still at 25.
Okay.
I mean, the physical 25. But
so he's only pushing the lever. So reels and free spool, levers all the way back. When it's time to start reeling the reel, levers only up a quarter of the way.
And it keeps everything smoother.
It just works that much better. Yeah.
That's a good tip, man. I dig it.
I like it. That's why you're in studio here. Eric from Cal's Custom Bill Reels. We're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won this $125 gift certificate to Cal's Custom Bill Reels when we return on the Let's Talk a Kapap, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Bob Hoots at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Eric's going to flip the coin there. Go for it.
All right, let's find out. We have a caller as the winner today.
And that's Jack. Jack in San Marcos.
Hey, congratulations, Jack. $125 opportunity of getting your tricked out Talica, your Fathom, your Torque. That's going your way, man. Congrats.
That's a good time.
Grad prize, no doubt. Well, man, Can't say enough good things. Eric, really appreciate you taking the time and hanging with us. It's a busy time, but it's busy for a reason. It's because it's worth it. If somebody wants to get their reel tricked out by you and Dad, how do we do it?
If people want to get their reel tricked out, or we have new reels tricked out, all ready to go, and they don't even have to wait in line. So it's 626-357-4441. Our website is cals2speed.com. Or it's actually, if you're listening to it on the app, it's actually listed right there.
You got it. And a great job with a new website. You did an excellent job redesigning the website.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much, and thanks for taking the time. We appreciate you taking the time. Another great show coming for you tomorrow. Robbie Gant from APCO is going to be joining us. We're going to be talking all kinds of great new tackle tomorrow morning. Big thanks to Christian for keeping us on the air, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.